mail.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Bickey's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula, probably challenging some in the UP as well. Today's Man Law says, a real man puts his family before his job, hobbies, and buddies.
Got your priorities straight.
Yep.
God and your family, keep them in order, and everything's good, man.
That's right.
Everything's
basic
good.
Stocking stuffers, Jop. What do you think about Old World Olive Company's little gift packs of six bottles with that pretty little foil bag? And that you hand
absolutely
that to
can't
somebody,
go wrong.
I don't care if it's a man or a woman. You hand them that, you're going to change their cooking world. If they've never used Old World Company, you're going to change their cooking.
And I would say while you're there, take an extra 30 seconds. There's a recipe wall. And it teaches you how to use these things. They're all on 3x5 cards. Grab a couple of those, stuff them in the stocking with them, because now you got turnkey.
Now it's find awesome. The rack with all their olives on it, those stuffed and flavored olives.
Those are
best
huge
olives,
hit.
Honestly, I've ever had in my life. I can eat a half a jar by myself. I can't stop eating them.
Dude, I picked up some that were stuffed with orange peel.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, they're just...
Who thought that one up?
Right, I don't know. But that's so weird, I want to try it. And then it was like, oh yeah. They're like $8.
I love
right?
the garlic they're, ones.
Yeah, that's
oh
too much for
gosh.
Me. That's all I can taste all day if
I
eat a couple
I
of those.
And then I eat the garlic as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
I'm a garbage gut.
Yep.
It's obvious.
Hey, another great stocking stuffer there is a lot of people like to smoke their own bacon, but they get a little nervous about it because it'll sometimes catch on fire because of all the grease drippings. So there's a little gadget out there that is actually a vertical rack, and you drape the bacon over top of it.
Oh, you mean grill your bacon.
Right.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yep, yep.
All right.
And there's a little rack that you drape the bacon over top
those
of it,
are
and
cool.
it catches the grease
yes.
down below, but you still get the convective heat from the
smart
grill.
Smart idea.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I love that smoky flavor of the bacon if we can do it on the grill. So another item I've got is the jalapeno popper rack, if you will. Great little $8.95 item.
Always the best.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a jalapeno, or even if you're just going to smoke some jalapenos or grill some jalapenos and not stuff them, they're great for that too because they stand up and you don't burn one side. But if you want to put a little cheese, a little blue cheese, a little cream cheese filling, sausage, whatever in them, and if you're not wrapping them in bacon, those racks are perfect.
Right, exactly. Looking at a little, the next thing on my list is a shish kebab rack that sits on top of your grill that actually elevates the skewers up off the grill, and they kind of hang there, and you got to turn them manually.
So you don't burn your handles?
But you don't burn your handles, and you don't get anything sticking to the grill. So you can just rotate them with your hands. They actually, the handles are out away from the
heat.
Here's
where that's a big advantage. If you're doing chicken breasts or any lean meats that tend to want to stick to the grill, chicken kebabs are one of the toughest things to grill because when you get that skinless, boneless breast meat on the grill, mm-hmm. you rip it to shreds. I've ruined a million of
sticks.
Them.
Sticks.
So that's just a wonderful idea.
Leather.
You're just full of good ideas.
Leather welding gloves. Every griller that does charcoal should have a set of leather welding gloves. Why? Because you can reach in, move the coals around when they're already hot, not going to burn your hands. They're durable, and they're easily stuffed in a stocking. And for $12, you get a set of leather welding gloves.
Yeah,
and
they're better than most grilling gloves, too.
Right, exactly.
And they're about the same price. They're $29, $35. My pair is really old. I need a new pair really bad.
Is that a hint?
Nope.
Okay. My last one is a good set of quality tongs, okay? I can't say enough about this. I go to people's houses, they ask me to grill for them, and they bring out those little wire ones that have a D shape on the end of them, and everything you grab slips out of them.
Reminds
and it's
me
like,
of Rodney. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah. But anyway, get some good tongs. They're not that expensive, but with a little sharpness on the end so you can grab stuff and hang on to it.
See a tong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this week of Christmas gifts for the grilling freaks. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website and hit us up on Facebook / thegrillingguys. Like our page. I'm at Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Merry Christmas, and we'll be back next week.
And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas.